Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Foul! Monkey!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading episode
330.
You're listening to one of the most amazing podcasts you will ever put into your ears.
Central Florida's number one
yes.
GLBT podcast.
You are correct. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, November 14th.
2010.
August 10th.
Yeah.
I like how you were like, you were actually thinking
2010. Yes. Okay. And this will be the episode where secrets are revealed.
Mama called again. She must not be happy. Oh, well.
Ginger Bear.
I do want to say, actually, my real mother has been in the hospital for almost 3 weeks now. I really haven't shared it, but, and Julian, I didn't tell you.
Really?
Yeah, she's been in the hospital because she had to have a surgery, and she's having difficulty with it. So she's being released today. So if you guys could just send some positive vibes her way, that would be awesome.
Well, absolutely.
So yeah, and junk and stuff.
And also, too.
And therefore.
Well, we're going to save the secrets for a little bit.
Oh yeah, I mean we're gonna
we gotta build up to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna start out with something right now that's just been gnawing at me.
Rick Scott.
No.
Oh.
The fact that a little while back you turned over the P.O. box key to me, and for months now, every time I check it, not a goddamn thing in that motherfucker. Nothing
at all? Junk mail?
Well, junk mail, but nothing to us.
Well, you know, this is part of the show where we talk about begging for money. Ugh. And so we're not going to talk about begging for money. We're going to talk about begging for gifts because Christmas
is coming. Or something. I don't care if you get us a, like, 25-cent postcard.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting
mail
hot.
Something. Please mail something. So I can be so I can get a little happy when I open that P.O. box.
I know. I was talking to Ernesto.
Big Fatty can get, like...
He gets everything.
$20 worth of scratch-offs every other day.
He gets everything.
And we get nothing. I get junk mail for with somebody else's name on it.
I know, right? Not even ours.
That's
funny because Ernesto, he's a new listener to the show, and I had tweeted.
Wes said, we'd send you See's candy, but you just feed it to the dog.
See's candy? Ernesto is a new listener to the show, and I had tweeted earlier that I needed some, like, remixes of music that are, like, fast beat so I can run to him.
Uh-huh.
And he private messaged me on Facebook, and he was like, oh, you know, I could send you, you know, the disc. Should I send it to the P.O. box? And I go, well, you can send it to, like, you can send it electronically, or you can send it to the P.O. box and make me feel special. He goes, I like it hard copies anyway. And I go, I like it hard. And the copies of the music.
You are horrible.
Wait for Christmas, you greedy bitches. Well, oh, that's something else we need to talk about, our Christmas card.
Oh, I thought you were going to say greedy bitches.
I did say greedy bitches. No, we never want to wait on a gift. We'll take any gift anytime.
Yeah.
Except for, like, junk mail. We don't want that, but we will start taking Christmas cards now if you want to send them.
Well, Big Fatty needs to start send his now because last year
we received it four weeks later. Mm-hmm. We did like receive it like the last week of February, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Because he forgot about us, I think, is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I'll set up the list like we did last year. You go on, you sign up, put your name, your address, all that good junk. And we're going to think about what kind of Christmas card to do this year. Are we going to, do you want to do like kind of the same thing? Just we get them printed out or do you want to do regular cards or?
I don't know.
We'll have to think about it because it's kind of expensive to send to like millions of fans.
I know. Maybe we'll just buy a box of cheap cards.
And we'll make copies, Xerox copies. Or we'll use the ones that we received last year. And like Big Fatty asked, we'll send used ones.
Well, we do have some. Ooh, we have leftover ones from last year.
Uh-huh.
The people that didn't get them last year, we'll use those for them, those people.
Yes, that's what we'll do. Because we have last year's list, bitches. So there, we've talked about begging for money.
So,
oh, my legs hurt.
Connor and I have been doing a little planning for Thanksgiving. Ouch. because we are going up to my parents' house.
To the sticks.
For Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And this will be his chance to meet my parents.
Oh,
which is not, I mean, it's a big deal in itself, but it's, I can handle him meeting them. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that since it's Thanksgiving, there's a great chance that my grandmother and uncle might be...
The crazy uncle?
Yes.
The one that I've always wanted to meet?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, because I was talking to my mother the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She said she had called my uncle on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
as opposed through smoke signal.
Shut up. And apparently my uncle was fucked up on pain pills Xanax.
Uh-huh.
She said he picked up the phone. There was a long pause of silence. Uh-huh. And he finally said, "I don't know what the fuck it is you want, but I don't have an answer."
And then hung up on her?
Yes.
That's going to be the best Thanksgiving ever. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
Ew. Our legs just touched. I'm going to get sick.
So, yeah, that's my crazy, very crazy, insane uncle.
Who, can we, well, you've talked about him being arrested and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Although we haven't heard like a real true story. What was the story you told me a few weeks ago that you were going to talk about on the show?
Oh,
about the homeless guy or something. He went somewhere in the back of some, I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, well, can't remember shit. I'm just going to call that big fattyisms.
Yeah, he's crazy, and maybe I will, grab some video of him when
yeah, you should.
That would be quality video podcast material.
I want to talk about a dream I had last weekend. It was crazy. So I was at this party and like a bunch of people that I know were there.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were all jerking off over the top of you?
Oh. No. No. My name's not Joe in Dallas. Because he'll do anything to make himself white.
Oh, oh, snap.
Snap. Snap, bitch. So I was at a party, and we were at this huge Manson.
Was it Charles Manson's Manson?
Yeah. We were at this huge mansion. And I was like, whose the hell house is this? So we were all partying, having fun, and then we're like, people want to go out on the balcony. I'm like, okay, Julian's uncle rocks. He does rocks.
Yeah, right?
So we go out on the balcony, and it's like a huge house. And people are like smoking, like doing drugs and stuff. I don't know why I was dreaming about that. So I look to the right, and I see this lady perched up on a chair. With her legs all open, with no underwear. That there was a sign on the door that said no cell phones. So everybody had to put their cell phone down in this little bucket.
Oh, my God.
So, this is crazy. So, she's like on one of those chairs, you know, like those camping chairs that, like, fold up like this, that are, like, long, and then you, it's like the, like that.
Uh-huh.
So, she's up on her chair, and she has her legs up on the beams, and she's just... naked as shit.
Spread eagle.
Wrinkled. Got the biggest roast beef patch there is. Hair just out to everywhere. And I look out of the corner of my eye, but I don't look all the way. And then all of a sudden I hear, "Hey, babes. It's me, Cher." And it's fucking Cher. And I was like, oh my God, Cher is in my dream and she's fucking nasty as shit.
And naked. Wow.
Hey, babes, it's me, Cher. And I woke up instantly, but I did not have a heart on, so.
Well, thank God.
Right, I have a question. So.
The answer is no, I still will not touch you.
No. Don't even look at me. I'm straight, and that sounds horrible. Well, I can give you something that sounds better, drummer. Just saying.
Give him something.
Tube steak.
Give him something that's not all used up.
Oh, I can make it new again.
Whatever.
I have noticed, and this is kind of embarrassing to talk about.
A foul odor coming from your...
No, nothing like that. Do you remember what it was like to wake up when you were like 12 or 13 every morning? What did you wake up to?
A hard-on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have noticed in like the past 3 weeks, and I don't know if it's because I'm exercising or there's like more like whatever in my body. Mm-hmm. I've been waking up that way. No, not in my... No. But I've been waking up that way in the morning, and I'm like, oh my God, I cannot... Well, it's usually in the morning, nobody's up, so... But I was like, if there were people up, I would not be able to go out into the room until like it went down. And I don't know what the deal is with that. That's so weird. Mama's screaming.
People want to hear about the announcement. Oh my God.
We still have 10 minutes before the announcement. We're not doing it until the last 5 minutes of the show. Somewhat. Mm. But that's really weird. I wonder if like there's more like testosterone in my body now that I'm like working out and like exercising and stuff, and it causes that.
I don't know.
It's really weird. I don't know. Maybe that's something for Big Fatty to answer.
It'd be an ass Big Fatty.
Yes. Big Fatty. You can do the whole intro, right? Do you know the...
No, I don't know the whole intro.
So yeah, that's weird. That was off the topic. But anyway, share in my dream.
Oh.
Don't worry, Ricky. It's perfectly normal.
It's perfectly normal. Hmm. Unfortunately, Ricky is not perfectly normal.
No,
so.
Not at all. What else we got to talk about?
Our big announcement?
Yeah. I guess let's do the phone call first because we need to do the phone
call. All right, let's get it out of the way.
And the phone call too?
Ugh.
Let me make sure this is the right one. Well, first, let's play this.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Kodak SD cards. Okay, yeah. That was on the desk.
This announcement better not be about how Ricky got a new hat or something.
No, that is not it. So here we go. Damn it. Silence.
Yes.
Gingerman, it's Mama. I have been fretting and fretting and fretting, and I've finally made a decision. Your mama's tired of being in the cold of Virginia. Some people refer to it as vagina, but I am decided that I am moving down to be close to my ginger bear. I'm coming to Lakeland, and I know you and the albino, that Julian, are loving the idea that your mama's going to be close by. I know that you and I have a special relationship, especially between the sheets.
What?
And oh, I know you love it when your mama plays with your nipples. And anyway, I won't be staying with you more than about 6 or 7 months. But if you just go ahead and prepare Julian for that, tell him I'll be more than happy to sew up any holes he has in his hoods or whatever. But, maybe you can put up some flyers in the Christian coffee shop that you go to it with your friends and see if any of them have a room for rent, because I don't want to overstay my welcome with you and Julian. And I know I haven't decided on a date.
Ugh.
That I'm coming, but just be prepared for the doorbell to ring. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
You know, now that this person, the Kimichi, whoever that is, they have been listening for a long time because Nicole, we used to have her write poems, and God, they were fucking hilarious as shit. But all of your guesses are no.
That's why I said no, 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 no.
Or as
no.
Big Fatty would say, no!
Yes, all of your guesses are incorrect.
Oh, my mama cannot move to Lakeland. I don't think I could deal with that.
Well, on this little big announcement, you want me to start with my part? Or do you want to start
with
your
part? Well, we have
another
call from Mama. Should we listen to that first?
Oh, my bad.
Let's get Mama out of the way. Okay, she's got to go sleep.
Let's go get Mama out of the way.
Ricky is pregnant. Jelena is the father.
You'd be thinking about that, though.
Gingerbell, I have had it. I did not realize you had a little show, and now I'm just going back and listening to them, and I'd like to comment on show number 13. And I just cannot believe that you said that on show number 13, and then I was listening to show number 28, and I couldn't believe you said that either, and your mama, you just wait till I get down there.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Let's start over. Let's start over.
Okay. I can tell you what she said.
No, I want to listen to it again. Okay.
Gingerbell, I have had it. I did not realize you had a little show, and now I'm just going back and listening to them, and I'd like to comment on show number 13. And I just cannot believe that you said that on show number 13, and then I was listening to show number 28, and I couldn't believe you said that either, and your mama is you just wait till I get down there to that Lakeland. I am going to whoop your ass. I'm going to put you across my knee, and I'm going to whoop your ass, and you're going to take it like the ginger man, and then I'm going to grab you by those big old sandy bones, and I'm going to swing you around the room. That's what I'm going to say, because evidently the only way to move the show forward is to talk about shit that happened 4 years ago. Thank you for calling.
Dear.
What did I say in episode 13 and 28? That I had.
I think he was talking about our other call.
Oh, okay, okay.
You didn't get that?
I guess not. I don't know.
Oh, you're slow.
Oh, I'm pretty. Pretty slow.
Yes.
Okay, so are you guys ready for the big announcement?
Did you think about my question? You didn't.
What
was
the question?
Do you want me to announce my...
I don't know. What do you think's best?
Should
we put ourselves on pause and decide?
No, because they're going to kill us if
we
don't.
Please hold 5 seconds. We are back.
And we've decided. All right.
Ricky is doing a 5K run.
Ricky,
I need to do a 5K run.
Ricky couldn't do a 5K run if you tied him to the bumper of a pickup. All right.
All right. So are we ready? We don't have big music to say what
we
the
don't.
Big announcement is.
But my big announcement is Connor and I are moving in together. Actually, Connor is moving in here January 15th, and we will be starting our domestic life together.
Which is weird that you said domestic life.
Hush.
That sounds weird to me. We're starting our domestic life.
Yes.
You've already been domestic. Well, sexually probably, but.
Yes. All right.
And then everybody's like, woo, congrats. Yay. Woohoo. Talking about West Virginia relatives.
Honey, just
that's
tell your part. You're really
okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to keep up with the room.
Don't.
So, as Julian knows, and a few other select people that I have told.
You mean everybody?
Yeah. Everyone knows that I went to Chicago last March for my birthday, and I had a lot of fun, and I came back, and I cried boo-hooed in the car because I didn't want to leave. So, the past year, one of the reasons that I decided to like do this transformation of losing weight is because I knew I wanted to do something, but I started that to see if I could do it.
Spit it out!
So, I've been making a lot of changes in my life lately, and the reason because of this, and I've had to make a lot of decisions that were really hard for me, but I am moving to Chicago on, I'll be there February 15th.
Oh my God, that's it? Everybody already knew that.
And actually, I'll be living with Lala Lauren. We're going to be roommates.
Okay, does she really know how messy you are and how many gentleman callers you bring?
Whatever. It's not going to be like that.
Lauren, you are more than welcome to call me, and we can...
talk about stories.
We can discuss war stories afterwards. So.
but it's not that bad.
Your mama said you just want to move closer to Minneapolis.
Oh. My God.
And no, there is not going to be a Ricky and Lauren show. It's still going to be Ricky and Julian.
Yes,
it will just be
thousands of miles away.
Teleportation.
But yes, I have had to. I've prepared myself. Julian knows how long I've been thinking about this. It's like tormenting me over the year, and I finally told Julian a month and a half, 2 months ago. But I didn't want to say anything until, I started to get things moving. And so this week, or next weekend, to do this, I will be moving out of Julian's house and staying with some friends so that I can start the process of getting things like accounts closed out and things like that.
Right.
So I don't know how we're going to do the show exactly yet.
So we may be on a short hiatus,
right?
Until he makes his move.
No, there is not Publix in Chicago, and that's one of the things that I feared.
The Foul Monkeys will be continuing.
Yes,
and it will be continuing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so have no fears.
Have no fears. We'll always be here and queer.
And Ricky can tell us about which toe fell off due to frostbite.
Oh,
because he's
moving
there in the middle of fucking winter, you idiot.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, technological challenges will overcome. So that means I need someone like Daniel Brewer to help me figure it out how I can do the podcast and let Julian hear the calls and have the people in the room hear the calls. I'll have to figure all that out later.
Well, talk to Taylor because his show sounds good.
I'm not having like three different tracks. That's too hard.
I know, but other shows that are Skype don't sound good. No offense to other people in the room, but
we'll work on it. Yes. And Publix is not in Chicago, so I will not be transferring jobs. I'm actually going there pretty much jobless. I do have some leads.
Which means he'll be wearing a flannel shirt on your favorite Chicago street corner 6 months from now.
When I'm murdered on the train because some homeless person's hungry or something. I don't know. But yes, that's the big announcement. And I hope you guys are very supportive
of me.
And
I guarantee you 80% of the people in this room knew it.
Already knew.
Yes.
I
guarantee you my announcement was a bigger shock to everyone.
Probably so.
Lauren did not get a house boy. Ricky just got a house girl,
mm-hmm,
named Lauren.
But I hope all of you will go through the transition with us both. We will miss you guys, and hopefully we can get a show out. We're not leaving forever, but I don't know how the show's going to go. Forward. I've been thinking about doing is just posting old shows, but then I don't want people to judge us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so this will probably be our last show face to face.
Unless, I mean, I could probably keep the microphone and the mixer here and I could just bring the laptop. We just don't do a live show.
Right, right.
But we'll have to discuss that later.
Yes.
So, we have 3 minutes left. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so.
I'm just going to keep the same address. I don't want to forward anything until I'm actually moved to Chicago. So
okay.
If anybody sends us Christmas gifts, they're just going to come here for me. So you just let me know.
Okay.
And I think that's about it. So was everybody surprised?
Yeah.
Are you pissed or you shoot yourself in the head?
What about the pets? Well, he's already drowned them both in Lake Morton.
That's something that is really still sensitive to me. Finbar is already, he already has a home. He's actually with my ex Kevin who got him for me. So he has moved there already, and I see him there, which makes me sad. And then Nos, I have not found a home for yet. I do have several people that said they would take him, but it's just hard for me to let go of him.
I hear Shanghai Express is paying $2.99 a
That's
pound.
That's what Lou said. That was a very hard decision for me to make, and believe me, I tried to get them up there. I wanted to take them both, but unfortunately, Lauren's landlord will not allow any pets, and I'm going to start crying if I still talk about it, so we're just not going to go
well,
there.
Well, don't.
If you know anyone local in Lakeland that would like to have a nice black pussy, let me know.
Or if you know anybody in Dallas that like that needs a black pussy, call Joe.
Right. So the good thing is that I'll be in Chicago, which is a bigger city, and a lot more people go there other than, you know, Lakeland. So if you're ever there in Chicago, please let me know, and I would be more than happy to meet you. So
yes, and that was my guess, too, that you've used up all the men in Central Florida, and now you have
to move on
to Illinois.
I think it's like the third biggest city in the United States, I think, maybe. I don't know. Can't remember. Been reading some shit about it. So that's it, guys and girls and others.
No, I will miss Ricky, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm having a huge going away party.
It's not like we're never going to talk anymore or...
That I'm not going to visit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Go ahead.
Or do the show anymore, right. So...
I am having a huge going away party, and I have a crew that's handling it.
You mean all your hags?
All my hags are handling it, so that's going to be fun, but... I have a feeling that that's when everybody is going to have their mental breakdowns. And I will probably, because the party is like 2 days before I leave.
Are you shitting me? I have a mental breakdown every 35 minutes.
My handlers, yes. So be on the lookout for that if you're local. There will be some stuff on Facebook. I haven't actually told my family yet, so I hope they're not listening to the show because I'm not telling them until I go in December to visit them. So please keep that to yourself on Facebook because they are part of that. Because my sister already asked, why are you moving already? And I'm like, oh, I'm just moving.
Yeah.
Send tissues to the P.O. box.
Mm.
Along with money to buy warm clothes for me.
Yeah, if you just stayed fat, you wouldn't have to buy so many clothes.
Gift cards. There's a jacket I want at Express. Express Men. Julian saw and he liked. I could take gift cards to Old Navy, The Gap, anywhere.
So Florida is going to get a little bit less crazy.
Yeah. And it's going to be a little lighter.
A little.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right, people, we're out of here. We're like 1 minute over. We never fucking do that.
I know.
This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
We love you long time.
Long time. Express for Men, Ginger Bear Mama. Julian shops there all the time.
Yes.
Bye. Gift cards. You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.